That's why EY. Today, we welcome Adrienne on our That's Why EY podcast series. We are very excited to talk about Adrienne's journey into EY, challenges along the way, and what it means to be a woman in tech, but also to be a parent. Adrienne, let's start with yourself. Could you tell us how you came to work at EY?
I'm Adrienne Loxton, and I'm a director in our transaction diligence practice, which sits within strategy and transaction. More broadly than that, I've been at the firm for 15 years, and I started my career in the US, where I was in Cleveland, Ohio for 5 years, and then moved to London.
And why do you love what you do?
I love what I do because I love learning and the opportunities that I've been provided with at EY have meant that I've really been able to embrace a growth mindset. And I feel that every day is different. No one day sort of looks the same. And that's probably why I've been here for 15 years. I think I've been able to reinvent myself over the course of my career, having been in audit for the first 7 or 8 years, moving into restructuring and strategy and transactions, and then into transaction diligence, has meant that I feel I've really embraced that growth mindset. And most importantly, been able to work in a place where I have been able to work to my strengths and actually seeing that the people around me as well. I think inevitably you'll hear people reference as one of the things people are most proud of about EY. And I think it's absolutely so true. We work with such an incredibly diverse group of people, and being in an environment where you feel you can really be yourself and work to your strengths, it just is such a powerful thing to bring to the workplace.
Interesting. Diving deeper on your comment on the growth mindset, do you feel like you've changed, and how so?
It's an interesting one to reflect on, thinking about whether you've changed or not. And I think as a female and an American who's been working in London for 10 years, there's obviously been challenges along the way. It's not been straightforward, but I think it's been an amazing journey to see how I've taken the various opportunities that the firm has given me. And it actually has made me a more resilient and adaptable an empathetic individual, because I've had so many challenges sort of adapting to a new culture, even though the UK and America aren't too dissimilar. But what that's allowed me to do is actually to hone in on those strengths and sort of make those a superpower. And actually, I think it's about embracing your differences and making that unique. And actually, that helps to really form your personal brand and actually help you develop. And I think for me, it's been about embracing that. I think at the beginning, I was trying to fit in and to be not the person who was a bit different than everyone else. And it took some time to sort of realize that actually being who I am makes me different. And as I say, that sort of created my personal brand and has actually helped me progress through the firm, find different opportunities to work in different parts of the firm, to work in different countries. And that makes me really happy. And it's the reason I sort of get out of bed every day and want to go to work and truly do feel that I've had so many opportunities to pivot and do different things, that change that you reference has sort of all been quite positive, but albeit there's been challenges along the way, but I think it's positive.
Do you feel you are accepted and belong?
I do feel that the firm provides an environment where everyone can really bring their strengths to the table and bring what makes them unique to the table. And I think for me personally, one attribute is sort of directness in kind of conversation and relationships. And whilst that makes me quite unique, I think it's a difference that initially I sort of didn't let that kind of come out. But actually in doing so, I think that also brought in sort of bringing people together from different places. And I think it's teaming is such an important aspect of what we do in all of the various roles that I've had at the firm. Teaming sits at the core, and I think it's so important to build diverse and high-performing teams. And it's only being able to get individuals to embrace their strength that actually you get to come together and see the power of what you can achieve as a team. So for me, I think that really reflecting on the experiences I've had and the people that I've come across who also, I think being in London or in the UK, it's just a number of people that come from different backgrounds, race, gender, ethnicity, and actually seeing the value of what each individual person brings to a project and to a team. It just makes us so much more powerful, the kind of healthy competition and ambition and drive that the individuals bring to a project as part of a team is really powerful.
And are you a part of any networks or communities within EY?
I have participated in the EY Women's Network, and I think that is one of the most fantastic networks that we have at the firm, just given the scale and size of it. But also I think I've found opportunities to create networks within my communities. Being a female on the strategy transactions team and sort of part of our focus to increase the pipeline of female talent means that I've been part of leading a mentoring program within our team and also starting a Mums in SAT group. One of my other passions on the side is having two children, and I think that sort of recognizing that there are mums who come to work and it's something that can be done and can be embraced.
How did you make being a working parent work for you? Because, you know, I appreciate this was probably quite a big change and shift.
I returned from both of my maternity leaves full-time to my team, so working 5 days a week. And I think that COVID and the hybrid working environment has been such a dynamic change to the way we all work, and actually has been really a significant driver of the flexibility really that we as working mothers have kind of an opportunity to take advantage of. Being in the office 2 days a week means that I can do that and I feel I can get that balance. So I have 3 days working at home and 2 days working in the office. I think boundary setting is absolutely critical. Working in a client-facing role inevitably has its demands, and oftentimes in a fast-paced transaction environment, working for clients where there isn't always that flexibility, it's sort of about a give and take, and actually not always sort of being able to follow a strict routine of, yes, I'll have to leave the office at X time, but actually putting in some boundaries in place to say these are really what I'd like to aim for. And I have to say that the support of my teams and the partner group are both critical success factors in making that work. I think without having, and that's actually one of the points that gives me so much pride working for the firm, is just the caliber and intellectual curiosity of the people that we work with, not to mention the commitment and strong work ethic that our people demonstrate. I think that enables us, whether it's a working mother or an individual who's a really keen, avid sportsman or woman, any sort of outside of work hobby or interest that you have is made possible by actually just communication. And I think communications actually sits at the foundation of all of this and making things happen, because communicating to teams what your needs are, and we don't always know. I think that's probably the American coming out, because I often find that I wear my heart on my sleeve, and it's maybe not everyone is kind of as open and outward about their needs. But I think encouraging a safe environment where people can talk and share experiences about what they need really helps me and also my team to feel they can do the same with their own commitments.
Has there ever been a moment where you particularly felt the support and flexibility that EY offers for working parents? And what advice would you give to other working parents?
Yes, there's been more than one occasion where childcare inevitably not fails, but doesn't sort of work as planned, which requires me to either not commute to London. I have a 2.5 hour commute each way, so it's a bit of a commitment of the day, but also just to kind of be at home. My girls are 1 and 3, and there was a specific day when they both were ill, and I had to come. I wasn't able to make the trip to London to be with them. And what that meant, again, was back to the communication point of just, I can't actually do this. I think us being human is such an important point of it all, and just kind of not trying to do it all. I think we're individually also guilty of trying to do everything perfectly, and actually just sort of recognizing that there are priorities at different times.
What is your aspiration for your career at EY?
My aspiration is to be a role model for our people and to really drive forward bringing some of the talent through the pipeline and continue to create an exceptional experience for our people. I think it's really important that we mentor and coach and develop the new joiners, those that are in the pipeline, senior leaders in the business, so that they have the confidence to move through the firm, have that opportunity to reinvent themselves as I have done, and find where their passion lies, to work to their strengths, which are continually evolving. Taking advantage of those opportunities means that we will create an exceptional experience for our people and truly make EY a wonderful place to work.
If you're an experienced professional and want to explore career opportunities, visit our website at ey.com/UK/experienced.